Pastor.
Dick had a few sheets, and I noticed that we ran out of them. So if you are a couple and you can share, can you, anyone, Dan, you don't have one, do you? Someone want to, anyone
got,
need one?
I got an extra one here.
You got an extra one?
Yeah.
Elizabeth needs one? I'll take the extra one. Anyone else need one?
There's some scriptures I'm going to use, and then a little bit of an outline on hope. Okay, we're going to talk about, obviously, hope tonight. It was a number of years ago, in 1977 about, Fran and I are out in our boat heading down White Lake. We were dinks back then, double income, no kids. So we were smoothing along on our boat and just having a good old time, and all of a sudden the motor cocks out. Well, I changed the plugs and took the cowling off the engine, changed the plugs and tried some different things. See if there's gas feed in there. But anyway, to no avail. Here goes a boat by. Back of the transom there, Hope was called us. Look at that, friend. There goes our Hope. And it went streaming by us. Pretty soon it came back. So I held up my life preserver, kind of a universal distress call. And he came back, pulled me back to shore. But it's a little story about hope passing by, but tonight we're going to talk about the hope we have as Christians, and this strictly is for Christians, the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Hope means different things to different people. In our dictionaries, it can be defined as a feeling of expectation, a desire for a certain thing to happen, a ground for believing something good may happen. It does see some hope for the future, as an example. Or he does see some hope for the future. Someone wants to find hope in the Bible is not a hope so, but I know so. And I think that's a good definition there. And there's a Greek word. Most of the New Testament has this one in it. Elpis. From a primary, elpo was the root word. To anticipate, usually with pleasure. Expectation or confidence, faith, hope. Here's a quote I found on hope. Hope is commonly used to mean a wish. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire, but in the Bible, hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. And we just sang a familiar hymn, The Solid Rock. My hope is built in nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. As believers, our hope is in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. Today, we can look forward with hope to the future. Colossians 1, 3 through 5. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. In the Old Testament, we have this familiar verse from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Also 1 Timothy 6:17. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor set their hopes on uncertainty of riches, but on God which richly provides us with everything to enjoy. And we certainly have joyful expectation in our salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. For since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, this hope of salvation. And with this good news, we have in hope. We have hope. A hope and salvation by faith in the atoning sacrifice of our great Savior Jesus. I've broken it down into 4 points we're going to talk about. So let's look at the 4 points. And I'm going to reemphasize the first one as H or him. To keep our focus, our eyes on the object of our faith and hope. Who do we keep your focus on? Jesus. On him. Amen. Hebrews 12:2, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of God's grace. Our future is so secure in Jesus. This hope we have is in our Savior, who is rock solid, and no one or nothing can pluck you or me out of his hand. Listen to these words of Jesus from John 10:27-30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Listen to these words from Ephesians 1:12-15. So that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believe in him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Let me read this out of a commentary. The Holy Spirit is God's seal on his people. His claim on us is his very own. The Greek word translated earnest in these passages is erebon, which means a pledge. That is, part of the purchase money or property given in advance as a security for the rest. The gift of the Holy Spirit to believers is a down payment on our heavenly inheritance, which Christ has promised us and secured for us on the cross. It is because the Spirit has sealed us that we are assured of our salvation. No one can break the seal of God. And I think when we meditate on verses like this, we can know for sure our hope is secure. Our hope can be attacked, especially when those thoughts come in of sin or a feeling of being defeated. So who do we look to? Jesus. Not our current circumstances or how we feel that day. Our security, our hope is in Jesus, and that's where our hope lies. It is him and nothing else. It is him. Let's look at point two. The old word we're going to use is obedience. One of the things to help us keep a fresh perspective on our hope is obedience to God. Compliance to his structure of our lives in the scriptures will help us see our hope distinctly and clear. When we stray and get into sin and disobey his laws, it has an adverse effect on the fellowship we have with God. We have moved away from his side. God has not moved, but we have moved. And I think we can each think back how each of us maybe has sinned and felt that fellowship with God diminished. Not severed, but when we're sinning, we try to hide from him. Right? Remember Adam and Eve, where are you? We're in over here. Why are you hiding? We're naked and afraid. Who told you that? Because a lot of times when we sin, we don't want to be seen by God. And I think we can look back in our lives and say, well, yep, that's where I was. Romans 6:17. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. James 1:22. I think we're pretty familiar with this verse, a lot of us. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Disobedience to God can cloud our hope. Sin has the effect of driving a wedge between the saint and the Lord. When we are obeying the Lord, the fellowship is sweet. But we wander off in the wilderness of sin, we become thirsty for living water. We become blinded by sin, and it's hard to see our hope. We often feel defeated because of sin. We tend to stay away from our hope, Jesus. So to keep a fresh perspective on our hope, love to obey God. Don't be conformed to the ways of this world. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and by testing you may discern what the will of God, what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Staying in the confines of God's will and obeying the statutes gives us a heart that is hopeful, not a feeling of dismay and lostness when we are in the cycle of sin. So hope stays in view when it's not clouded by our sin. Let's look at the third point, peace. Peace within our heart can give us a tangible result of our hope. We have peace when our minds are stayed on Him. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Peace, calmness, tranquility. This hope we have in salvation, this hope we have in forgiveness, this hope we have been loved by our Creator, they give a sense of peace. Jesus Christ said these words to encourage the disciples after his last Passover, the night before he died, about peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And listen to this passage from Philippians 4:6-7. Another familiar passage, especially when we become anxious about things. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Can we have peace in trying times? Yes. Sometimes it may be rough in life, but we can have peace, the peace of God. As you look at that verse 7 again, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What hope we have. We are forgiven. We have been justified before God Almighty. Romans 8:1, one of my favorite verses. There is for now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And the fruit of the Spirit, you think one of those fruits is peace. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Let's look at Romans 5. I think on your handout, that verse is there. Can we read that together? Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So having the peace that only God can give gives us clarity in the hope we have in Jesus. Let's look at the last point here. E, eternal perspective. In light of eternity that lies ahead, we have hope. We have eternal promises from God. Familiar verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son, this is John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Philippians 3:20. Here's a great verse. But our citizenship is where? It's in heaven. From where we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3-4. Look at this living hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. And hope is an essential part of the Christian walk. So as we move forward in our Christian walk with the Lord, to keep a clear perspective on our hope, remember to keep the object of our hope, Jesus, in clear view. Don't lose sight of him. Remember to be an obedient child of his. Don't wander into sin where our hope can become discouraged and our fellowship can become very strained. Peace of mind. Peace within our heart can give us tangible results of our hope. When worry or doubts cloud our thoughts, we have assurance of Scripture to keep us in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on Jesus. Eternal perspective. In light of eternity that lies ahead, we have hope. We have eternal promises from God. Our citizenship is in heaven. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. And I found this poem from a lady I'd never heard of before. Maybe some of you. Anybody ever heard of Deborah Ann Belka? She does poetry, Christian poet. So let me read this. I've got me a living hope. It is real as can be, a sure and certain hope that has taken hold of me. I got me a lively hope. Once Jesus I received, a sure and certain hope, his resurrection, I believe. I've got me a future hope. My death is not the end. A sure and certain hope into heaven I will ascend. I've got me a looming hope. When Jesus comes again, a sure and certain hope, eternal life I will attain. I got me a present hope that today I can enjoy, a sure and certain hope every day I can employ. I got me a current hope. My faith in Jesus is why, a sure and certain hope, God's power will get me by. I got me a living hope for the future and today, a sure and certain hope. With Jesus, I'll be someday. Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you for that scripture we went through today, Father. Thank you for your written word. Thank you for the hope and we have, this glorious hope we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for that inward witness that says we indeed are children of yours by your Spirit. Thank you for sealing us with the promise of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for this great hope we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.